Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I was talking about how Phyllis and I got started in the ministry. And what I didn't realize was what I've been sharing with you tonight is that one of the biggest things that happened to us is we received the Word of God as our life. And we accepted the Word of God as the answer to every question and as the authority. So everything that came up, the next question is, what does the Word say? What has He said? What does He say? And then when you find out what He said, that's it. Whether it's vastly different from what you thought or what you wanted to do or what you've been doing or what about all your friends thought, the Word is number one. We were not that way, even though we grew up around church. We were not that way remotely. If you'd asked us, do you respect God? Oh, yes, yes. Do you respect the Bible? Certainly, certainly. But it did not have that place in our hearts, our minds, our lives. It did not. And as the next few years transpired, we're there at Brother Hagin's ministry, and we're getting a dose of the Word, brother. Woo! Listen to what my job was after, after 4 years. My job was to monitor his class, to sit in with him in his classes and listen and pay attention and be ready if I need to fill in on something. And after that, my job is to take his messages, you remember they had those big old, what do they call those, beta tapes, whatever they were. They were that big. We had a special setup to even be able to watch them. My job was to take those and watch them. All of them. And make notes of them. Oh, my, my, my. The Word of God is flowing into us, and Phyllis is there with me and in the meetings like a continuous stream. It just flowed, and I didn't know it. I didn't realize what it was doing to me. But it's completely changing how you see things, how you think, how you talk. Come on, are you with me? It's completely transforming me and her. But like Phyllis shared Sunday, these things don't just happen in 3 seconds. It happens over a period of time. And so after 10 years, our life is far different, so much better than we would have imagined 10 years before it could be. We're going places. We're doing things. We're involved in that. We're seeing God move. We're seeing miracles that we would never have imagined back there 10 years before. And I realized some of the folks that we were friends with and fellowship with when we first heard these words, got a chance to visit and see them. And I realized, I didn't say anything to them, they are right where we all were 10 years ago. And I know one of the first times we visited with some people that we had known, you're thinking, man, they've changed. What's wrong? Man, and we begin to realize, nah, it's not them it changed. It's you. You don't even see things differently. You don't think the same. But because it happened gradually over a period of years, days, months, and years, you didn't realize the giant difference now that exists. And so I'm thinking, well Lord, and I not 10 years later, but this is only a couple of years ago, I asked the Lord this question because I realized there are people in the world that have never heard one good faith message. that have never heard one sound teaching on healing or being free or your needs getting met. And I thought, Lord, Phyllis and I have heard some of the best in the world for decades. I mean, why us? Who are we? Why us? And he answered me. He said, I heard a voice, but he said, I knew you would value it. And just like that, it went through my mind what happened when Phyllis and I got those tapes from the doctor she worked for. Not 2 weeks into listening to them, we thought, this is the greatest thing we ever heard. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Oh, I hadn't got over it yet. And so what we did, well, you want your friends to get it, right? So we took them some of the tapes we already heard, said, man, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. This will change your life. And they said, what? Says music? No, preaching. Preaching? You listening to preaching on a tape? What's happening to them? Said, look, man, just listen to it. Just listen to it. So you see them a couple of days later, you go, what about it? They go, well, I hadn't had time. Hadn't had time? Listen to that, man. Week later, what about it? Well, I listened to part of it. What about part of it? What about it? Well, I don't know about all that. Response to the word. Come on, can you see it? Yes. Their response, and the Lord showed, because I'm asking him, Lord, why aren't they any further along? I mean, it's not that Phyllis and I are so special. Why have we been so blessed? Why have we come so far, so quick? He said, I knew you would value it. That's why he continues to keep giving it to us. If we ever stop valuing it, it'll stop. The flow will stop. But how many people wouldn't walk across a road to hear a good message? You see what I'm saying? How many folks, they don't value it. It means nothing. In fact, they despise preachers. They despise church things. And because of their bad response to the Word of God, they're cut off from the life that's in the Word. Oh, friends, this is why we say, just as a way of life, everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter. Every day, Monday through Friday. And we talk about how you do it. You don't do 5 other things while you're doing that. You say, this is the Word of God. Lord, speak to me. Open our ears. Read it. If you're married, read it with your spouse. If you've got kids, read it with your kids. And if you say, I don't have time, your priorities are bad. You don't have time for a few minutes to give the Word of God first place in your life? Your life is the result of your response to the Word. Amen. Amen. I understand one day you're real busy, but as a way of life, you just go week after week and month after month and you never have time to read a chapter? It's because you don't value it. You don't see value in it. That determines what happens in your life. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. I'm thinking about starting to get ready to eventually close. You know, Paul said, finally, brethren, halfway through his book. So I'm in good company. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Word of God, the living Word of God. Listen, why you're going to 1 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2. Let me read to you just a few verses. Don't try to turn there, just listen. Of how the book of Acts, the beginning days of the church, what was central to them. In Acts 6, it says the Word of God increased. and the number of disciples multiplied. Acts 8, it says, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John. Acts 12, 24, the word of God grew and multiplied. Acts 13, 46, Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should have first been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you, you judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. We turn to the Gentiles. You going to treat the word like that? You had your chance. We brought it to you. You don't want it? We'll go to them. Amen. Our entire life is the result of our response to the word of God. Acts 19, 18, many came and confessed and showed their deeds and brought their, that had used curious arts. They brought their books together, burned them before all men. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Hallelujah. What will turn a town around? The word of God. What will turn a family around? An individual. Not just the word of God, but receiving. Come on, can you see this? Receiving the word of God. The perfect picture is Acts 28, the end of the book. I just wanted to remind you of the central focus the Word of God had in the beginning days of the church. The results, when everything was going good, is because the Word of God was prevailing. People were receiving it. In Acts 28, you see such a perfect picture of the whole world. Acts 28, 23, Paul was allowed to preach, even though he was a prisoner. And the Bible said there came many to him in his lodging. Did you know you can be prosperous even when you're a prisoner? He was able to rent a place. It's pretty good for a prisoner. And he paid for it. The Bible said he had his own hired house for a couple of years. God met his needs. To whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. And you thought I went long sometime. Do you think this was some grade A good word of God? This is Paul. Do you believe the anointing was here? Do you believe the doctrine was good? Do you believe the revelation was flowing? And look at the response, verse 24. And what? Some believed the things that were spoken, and what? Some believed not.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.